Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by Local Enterprise Office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the Local Enterprise Office to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Later, I'll be looking at a very successful glamping business in the county, and given the time of year, it's added a few seasonal packages to attract extra business. Yes, I'll be focusing on the Wild Atlantic Camp in Chrysler. But we'll start with a look at the Letterkenny Chamber Business Awards, which were held in the Silver Tassie Hotel in Letterkenny. Once again, the gala presentation night was a big, big success. I've been speaking with Tony Forrester, Chief Executive of Letterkenny Chamber, to find out more about the awards, the high esteem in which they are held, and the various winners. Tony Forrester, believe it or not, another year has gone past, another awards ceremony, and Letterkenny Chamber Awards very much part of the business calendar. And I suppose just before we look at this year's winners, over the years, it's broadened considerably. It started off just for businesses in the town, but now it's pretty much all embracing from all over the county.
We discovered that other businesses wanted to go in for the awards. So most of them, bar two, I think, are open to anybody from across the county. And we're getting those applications, so it's brilliant. You know, it's a real celebration. And I think we all, it is a competition, so, but we always say this is about celebrating the achievements of our business community. And that's a really important thing.
And on the night itself, that's very much evident, because everybody knows, look, if you've been nominated and if you're there on the night, the old cliche, you know, that is an achievement in itself, but it is true. Let's just look at some of the winners. And once again, there was a number of categories and it wasn't easy to decide who was going to come out on top.
It was really difficult. And what we did was most of the categories, they put applications in. Then we got someone, Stephen Friel, to interview them online, and they'd give him a wee bit more information. And then the judges looked at all that information and decided. I have to say, I sat in with them. It was tough, very tough. And in some categories, like a hair's breadth between them. So, but that's good, you know, in a way that it shows how our businesses are really working hard.
And another bonus of the whole process is through your own social media platforms, that these businesses that have got nominated and who get the awards, now they're getting exposure as well.
Absolutely. We try and do this for a few reasons. One, for our sponsors, because we've a sponsor for every category. So once we start profiling the categories, everyone gets their piece of, profile. Mm. And people love that. We can see the following we're getting on that, and our social medias just blow up when we put some of the categories out. So that's the kind of whole point of this. We want to, I keep saying celebrate, but we want to underpin the business success out there. And the bit of profile we can give people is excellent for them. And I always say to them, use it. You know, even if you're the winner, of course, if you're highly commended, use that and tell people and be proud of it.
Because even by people sharing what they see on social media, it's spreading the word. And invariably, when you look at the awards every year, I'm sure pretty much everybody is going to see some company or some individual maybe they'd never heard of before. They delve a little bit further and, hey, well, look, this is going on here in the Northwest.
We see that all the time, and I do it myself, you know, with other award ceremonies, and you look them up and think, oh, hey, those people. And then you find out a little bit more, and it's just amazing what people are doing out there. You know, we underestimated a wee bit how our businesses are working so hard to get their profile. And then there's other ones that are maybe more investment businesses that nobody knows about because they just get on with their business. So, I think that's really important. And it gives people a profile here in Letterkenny, here in Donegal. And let's all try and support them.
So let's take a look at some of the winners, and maybe you can take us through a few of them.
I'll try. So our first category was Best Disability Inclusion Initiative, and this is sponsored by Optum. They're very interested in widening the diversity of their workforce. So that's to include people with physical and learning disabilities. So this is a tech category. And I suppose what we're trying to do is encourage more people to start looking at the diversity of their workforce. And the winner in that one was O'Hare's Food Court at ATU. So actually Gillian Cullen, who's the manager there, has been, I think she's been there for well over 20 years under different organisations. So O'Hare's are running at the moment, and she brought some of her staff with her who have learning disabilities, and it was a fabulous seller. They were so delighted to win. But she's very committed to this, and actually some of the people who she's recruited over the years have stayed with them for years and can also then go and work in other places. So it's all about the inclusivity of labour.
Great. So moving on, next, excellence in innovation. And again, it's a category that I'm sure when we look at the businesses over the years, so many little acorns and seeds been sown, and out of them, many really, really good businesses have emerged.
Yeah, innovation has been, it's gone through a few guises. Some people just thought it was techie, and it's not really anymore. So, and we had three very different businesses for that. And the winner in that was DS Environmental and Services. And I know anyone who knows DS Environmental, they are always finding new ways of doing their business. And they just have an eye for how to grow their business and add new services each time to actually make their job better. So they were a very worthy winner.
And the next one is the Shop LK Retailer of the Year. So obviously something that is of particular interest to the Chamber. So who emerged victorious here?
Yeah, so Shop LK, this is one that's limited to Letterkenny because of Shop LK. So we had Watson Hire. So we all know John Watson. Most people know John. And he has marketed his business for years, been around for quite a number of years now, 20 probably, something like that. I'd say 19 years, it says here. And I suppose he's very well known. So he was a good, really good, worthy winner of this one.
And then the next one was excellence in marketing. Marketing may be an area that some businesses don't give enough attention to. Marketing is so crucial. So who came out on top?
So we have a very well-known business in town here, again, called Green Shoes. Most people know them. And I suppose what the judges liked about them was they use all their marketing tools. So I think sometimes we get people saying it's all about social media or it's all about Google AdWords. They use newspaper, radio, and all the socials, as well as Google AdWords. And it's just the diversity of the work they do in this, and they're so successful. They're selling shoes all over the world. You'd be amazed when you talk to them about where their shoes are going. So definitely worthy winners.
And it proves when it comes to marketing and advertising, there's different markets are looking at different ways of getting the message out there. So if you do just go down one direction, you can, by doing so, you're actually neglecting potential customers elsewhere.
Yeah, and it's been getting really, really, it's much more complicated now. It's funny because on Friday night I was talking to two businesses, Greens and someone else, and they were saying you have to keep on top of it all the time, and how much are you going to put out for Good Friday or Black Friday, and all of this, I have to say my head was spinning afterwards, because used to be in the old days, marketing was just, putting an ad everywhere. It's really complicated now, but it just shows what good practice is out there.
Now, the best new business is always one of particular interest, because sometimes, it's something that maybe a lot of people aren't aware of. So who won this?
So for this one, we had Sleeve League Camping. And for anyone who doesn't know this company, they're worth a little visit. They're down on the cliffs of Sleeve League. Two brothers actually, set up a camping site. So it's camping and motorhomes. And they just started about 2 years ago, I'm going to say, and has grown. They've had 6,000 bookings, and they're expanding and expanding as years go by. Obviously, the White Atlantic Way has really helped. But and now when you go down to the site, there's the visitor centre nearby, there's another centre close to them, and they're getting really good traction.
Well, moving on, Tony, we're going to look now at the Business Excellence Award, and you know, it's a broad enough category.
It really is. So it can be anything, just how, but mostly comes down to, you know, how a business is run and what the processes they use. So the winner there was Donegal Bees. Now, again, I would urge anybody to look up Donegal Bees. They're a very interesting little company. And they have applied for the awards before and had highly commended in the past. They're a small company. And it's just the way they do their business really stood out for the judges this year. And they've actually added, so they do honey, all the stuff associated with bees, plus also candles, beeswax candles. But they've also now started a tourist element to their business. In the middle of, you know, Glencolumbkill, middle of nowhere to a certain extent, and they're trying to create something there, plus local employment. So a very clever, clever business.
And it's great to see, you know, in so many rural locations, a lot of these small enterprises taking off. So moving on to the excellence in customer service, and something that no doubt the Chamber really is supportive of.
Absolutely. So we all know we want customer service. We all have to deliver customer service. And again, this is, I have to say, it's a tight category and it's a bit subjective, you know, so it really depends on what, how people could measure it. So we want businesses that can say, well, we measure it in a certain way. So we actually had Maple Group. So Maple Group have about 7 stores across Donegal. The one we visited actually was in Bulcara. And they've been around for quite a while, but they really pride themselves on creating a good local feel to their business, plus delivering local products. So it's a tough category, but I thought just the way they had embraced local, and they were very well recognised in their local areas.
On next to Business True Irish, and an area that's seen a growing interest.
It really is, and we're starting to see, I suppose, to understand a bit more about why it's important. So this is, I will mention sponsoring this one, is Lean Real Letterkenyon. And this is really about us opening up to the West and opening up Letterkenny to Irish. And we, every year, we'll get some new applicants for this. The winner this year was actually Erin Act, and most people don't really know Erin Act, but they're a European Regions Network for Application of Communications. So they do lots of work across Europe. In a funny kind of way, they didn't have to do much in Irish because, you know, it doesn't really, they haven't got customers walking in their door. But once they started to embrace it, they've really, really engaged with it. They're also sending their staff to, there's mornings in Colab, they're based in Colab, and they send their staff to those conversation classes to get more confident with it. And what they'll do, hopefully, is bring Irish out into their European partners as well. So it's a clever use of Irish for them. And there's also grants for embracing Irish. So we're really, really trying to promote this to get more and more businesses to embrace it.
Great. So it was a busy awards night, as always. Lots of categories. Tourism so important here in Donegal, and you do have a Best Tourism Business Award.
We do. And again, this one came from outside Letterkenny. So we had Trina, which is a tourism business. It was tourism and retail business, but their tourism part in Ardra and Donegal Town. They're a family-run business, and they have basically an old loom. What the interesting thing about them was they're getting huge amount of tourists coming to see their product and how their product gets made. That, I suppose, what we're seeing a lot of now is experiential tourism, and they're embracing it along with a few other people along in Donegal Town. So they've been around for a very long time. They are very proud of their product. And I suppose they get a sale in the back of some of their tours as well. But it's that experience that they're giving to people, which is really important.
And Employee of the Year, big interest in that one. You had a lot of nominations. And not an easy thing to try and put one person above all the other competing interests.
This was brilliant this year. So we brought this back. We did this a few years ago, and we brought it back this year for the first time. So we had monthly winners. So everybody who... everybody who was nominated and shortlisted were picked once a month. We end up with six because two were dead heat. This goes out to public vote. After the judges shortlist, it goes out to public vote. So we had a dead heat for September. And in the end, Keith Stevenson from Mourne Antiques and Jewellery was the winner, and very popular winner. But what we loved about it as well, some of the comments people wrote about these brilliant employees was amazing, you know, and people who really care about their jobs and are really proud of working for the company they work for. So we'll be doing that again next year, hopefully with more, and maybe with more of a public vote element in it.
Very interesting. And of course, they're from all sorts of sectors, which you don't know who's going to apply for that. So that makes it very interesting. We're moving on now to the sustainable sector. And what was the reasoning behind that? This is more recent.
Yeah, in the last few years, sustainability is really important for businesses these days. We all talk about these things called ESG, environment, social and governance. And the sustainability piece of it is huge. Businesses will all have to embrace sustainability of some description if they're going to tender for things. So it's important. So there's two things on it as well. It brings your cost down. If you can look at your processes and do things better, you might save some money as well. So our winner in this one was Donegal Airport, and they have gone. So they're trying to get to achieving net zero by 2050. In their thing. So they've done LED lights. They've done a whole lot of different things around electric ground service vehicles. You know, the airport's a bigger operation than you would imagine. And they've gone above and beyond what there's required of them. So they might be asked to do certain things, but they've gone way above that. And they're very proud of their sustainability credentials.
The next category was the workplace of the year.
So this probably had to be one of the tightest we have. And we got a number of applicants for it, so we were pleased. The winner was TCS, which is based up on Business Park Road. And I suppose when the judges looked at it, on balance, they are doing lots of stuff around health and wellbeing for staff, around getting celebrating diversity within their staff. We all know that TCS has a very diverse workforce in terms of where people come from. So then at one stage of 37 nationalities in the one campus. And I suppose it was just their commitment to their employees, but also they've changed their model a lot since they were sold to Tata, and they have changed immensely. So I think it was a recognition for that as well.
And the next category was the outstanding small business. So many small businesses out there. There can only be one winner.
This is an interesting category. And really, the three were brilliant who we shortlisted. But Creative Landscaping Works won. Paddy McDermott has been working away there and based in Outer County now for a few years. But the scale of his work has increased a lot over the last while. And he's looking at the products they do now are different from what they started. So they were used to being well known for artificial grass, and now they do all kinds of landscaping. Very busy and very progressive business.
And then the Young Business Person of the Year, and I'm sure for the judges and everybody involved, it's really rewarding and exciting to see what's coming through.
Oh, it's fabulous to see. These are people under 35. And, you know, we need more and more and more of these people. So we were really pleased with this category as well. And they were very different. All the applicants were quite different. So the winner from that category was sourced by Saab. Saab is still quite a well-known business now. But I suppose one of their big strengths is they're online. Most of us won't see that, but they have a huge online following and a huge online business, and that's growing and growing each year. Very really appealing to the Gen, and looking here, Gen Z and Millennium consumers, which I am not, but this whole vintage idea, again, sustainability of clothing is what they're about.
You're listening to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. I'm speaking with Tony Forrester, Chief Executive of Letterkenny Chamber, about its Business Awards Night. We've heard about the various category winners. Now let's hear about the Hall of Fame and also the overall Business Person of the Year Award.
Hall of Fame and Business Person of the Year are the two sort of in the gift of the Chamber, and we award these ourselves. So on Hall of Fame is usually someone who has contributed to the economic development of Letterkenny over many years. And we were delighted this year to award it to Julian Ball from Armacolor Jewellers, well-known business on the Main Street, and according to the records, one of the oldest jewellery businesses in Ireland, if not the oldest. So Julian has recently retired, very recently retired, and the business is now run by his sons Joshua and Gareth. And they're a good business been in the Main Street for very many years, and he was delighted to win. Business Person of the Year. Now this year it was People. So we awarded this year to Boyle Construction, Martin and Michael Boyle. We all know what Boyle Construction are doing locally at the town, and they have grown their business since the 80s. Their father and uncle set it up, but they've now taken it on. They employ about 75 people, and they're just well known for the quality of their work and what they're doing. So they're trying to grow their business in a very measured way, but keep that family appeal. So they were really popular winners. People know them very well. There's a lot of suppliers into them. So we were delighted to give that award to them.
And some of the biggest contracts in the town, there's a new community nursing unit. If you know Letterkenny, the skyline, the crane is there with Boyle Construction on it, and they've been involved in a lot of state-back projects.
Yeah, I think the very first one they did was Garton Outdoor Centre, I'm saying, Heritage Centre, sorry, years ago. And then they got into the work around the Business Park. So actually, if you look on Business Park Road again, the Pigeon Building, that was originally Optum, United Health Group, and they worked on that way back then, and actually did have done the second building. So they're well known, and they now do a lot of work in Sligo and are sort of ever increasingly moving around out of the county as well.
And finally, Tony, the award ceremony itself, a great success, but it's also an opportunity again for networking, and you know, a lot of people there may not see each other for another year, but that's one of the great assets of this whole thing.
Yeah, we had just over 400 people, I suppose, at it. And yeah, I mean, you go along and it's a fun night as well. So I think in the old days we used to have a bit of a stuffy night, but it's once, you know, we get a speech from our president and our sponsors. And basically after that, you know, we want people to enjoy it. And we were hosted by Silver Tassie this year, who always do a great job. And people enjoyed themselves, and we have a dance afterward, our local DJ Keith, and it's really just an enjoyable night. So I definitely am walking around meeting lots of people who I only see about once a year, but it's a real celebration again of both the Chamber and what we do, and also just the business community.
And finally, Tony, whilst it's fresh in people's minds, next year's award ceremony a long way off in the whole nomination process, but if somebody out there maybe thinks of somebody who could fit into one of these categories, you know, certainly put it in the diary and go for it next year.
Definitely. We'll be opening it, you know, I don't know, March or something next year. I would tell everyone to apply, put their best bit forward and have a go. We can nothing to lose.
And that was Tony Forrester, Chief Executive of Letterkenny Chamber.
If you're starting or growing a business, make your first stop Local Enterprise Office, Donegal. Get information on all the state supports available and get signposted to other supports and relevant bodies. Whether you're a new entrepreneur or an existing small business owner, start at localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
The award-winning Wild Atlantic Camp in Creasla continues to go from strength to strength. The brainchild of local man Lorcan Rorty, who was really a pioneer when it came to the glamping business in Donegal, well, it's seen considerable expansion from a small number of glamping pods initially, the complex has grown and grown and now boasts luxury glamping villas and cabins as well as chalets along with great on-site facilities. Little wonder then that the business is thriving, and with Christmas approaching, the team have been developing a number of seasonal offerings. Indeed, for November, they've been running some very successful girls' night out packages, and next month they have their Christmas party packages with the option to avail of dining as well. There's also the Christmas glamping experience aimed at families, and this includes meeting Santa in his festive den. Diane Black is site manager at Wild Atlantic Camp in Treacle, and she's been telling me more about the packages and the business in general.
Yeah, so Chris, it's something we came up with initially last year. We started, we would do a Christmas experience, and we thought we would give it a go. And we did, so we released it that morning. And I'd say within, say, 6 to 7 hours that evening, we had sold out for that Saturday night, you know. So it was all new to us, but we went with it, and we got a great feedback. So we decided to run again this year, and again, we put on an extra date, and we say extra, we only could manage the two last year. So we have 3 weekends now in December, and they are sold out. So yeah, we're delighted with the reaction, I suppose.
Explain to us just what exactly people are going to experience on these special nights.
Yeah, well, Guest has three different types of accommodation. So it's an overnight stay with our glamping villas, our glamping cabins, and our new name, or the two-story chalet. So guests come, they get an overnight stay, and we do have wee Santa's Grotto. So the parents get to come and with the kids, and they get to go see Santa and do their, it was a Christmas letter and stuff like that before they're going to see Santa.
Now, this is a great example of creating extra business. By having these extra initiatives, it becomes a year-round operation.
Yeah, definitely. It just probably expands the season a little bit more for us. Like Halloween, too, was something we did. We did a few activities on site. And that's, you know, October is extremely busy. I suppose after we do finish the season, in the high season, we come in then in September, it's the schools come in, the TY trips. We did start it into Halloween, and kind of that's kind of mid, maybe November, you might have a wee slope, like, but coming into December, like, it's great to have that business and to be so busy up until the 22nd December is definitely, we're more than happy with the how things have progressed, like, on site, so definitely, looking forward to the next few weeks, though.
Yeah, now it's an award-winning complex, so let's just go back in time a little bit. Maybe you can just tell us a little bit about how it all began and what it started with and what has happened over the years.
Yeah, so the site did open in 2013. Well, I started here in 2018, so in the last 8 years, the site has really expanded. It really, like, took off. When I had started here, there was just the 6 wooden pods and the 20 touring bays. And the summer had finished, and we started into the plans of the new 12 glamping villas. They started probably 2019. The year after was the cabins. Just recently there last year, we opened the new two-story chalets. Now, they were going on the feedback from our guests and our customers. I suppose you do take into account their overall, you know, the feedback, and for the larger families, you know, people that have 4 children or, you know, large families, you know, needed that extra room. So these were a 2-story glamping experience, and we opened them last year. So yeah, they just took off great, and it is just an extra bonus for families that have that, you know, need the space and just family get-togethers and stuff like that. So it is an award-winning, and we are extremely proud of that. We just recently got 4 stars there, and we are Fair Trade approved. So that was a year in the making now. It was a lot of hard work in between, but we are extremely proud of what we have achieved here on SiteLeg, and by the general feedback that we get from our customers, we're definitely more than happy with how things have progressed.
If you go back 15, 20 years ago, a lot of people wouldn't have even known what glamping is. Now it's a common term, and whilst at the start some of the facilities might have been basic enough, we now have luxury glamping villas and deluxe chalets, and there's something there to suit all tastes.
Oh yes, definitely. So like the pods is a very basic one, so they were basic, meaning you slept and then you used the communal area for your the facilities, and with the villas now, they're fully self-contained. Like, families can come and they have the choice if they want to eat on site. We do have a few different food options here on site, but families do prefer to come and they can cook. They have the whole experience of doing that as a family. So yeah, definitely it's something that is welcomed, you know, that they can come in and cook for their own family while the kids get to go off and explore around the whole site with the AstroTurf and the park. There's such...
There is so much added value for people coming down because there's so much there. And then just not within the site, location-wise, you're very well located for access to local beaches and parks. There really is so much on your doorstep.
Yeah, definitely. The location, I suppose, is key. And we do have some beautiful attractions for people to go to, like Glen Bay, the beaches, you know, everything is kind of a short drive. And that is important for people with families, like that they don't have to get in the car and drive far to get to these places. I know from the daytime you would see the sites there from lunchtime. The place would go so quiet and you wouldn't think there was nobody there, but all the families kind of pack up and they kind of, you know, head off for the day and get to explore Donegal. I suppose a lot of people that do come here are from different parts of Ireland and they love to come and, you know, go and visit. And we do encourage that too, like.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the mix of visitors. Where are most of them from? Are they from the northwest? Are they from down the country, from the north?
All over Ireland, because, you know, there, you know, saying about the kids, you know, when you go to the Astro, you'd be meeted by all the kids in the morning, and it is actually lovely to see they're all wearing their jerseys, you know, they're from all over the place, you know, all different counties, like, and when they are in playing, like, it is nice to see that they're all mixing together, and so the GAA and the football brings them all together. But now we have, this last year, like, we had touring companies, and from Germany, Norway, we actually had students in there last year from America, from a university, and they're actually back this year again. And just recently during Halloween there, was a cross-border thing with the youth groups, you know, here from Crisa Community Hub. They had a youth club, you know, that's students from Crisa mixed with the students in the north, and they got to stay an overnight stay here. So,
importantly, you are also a considerable employer in the local area between part-time and full-time jobs, so that you're putting money into that local economy, and then by people staying there, they're also going out and about and spending money locally, so everyone's a winner.
Yeah, definitely. Crisa has a good few, you know, businesses here open too. I think last year, the restaurant down in Roses there, Bry, it opened last year, and it just took off amazingly, like, so they are extremely busy, so that was a bonus for here too. You know, a lot of guests love to go down to the local pub or something like that. As you were saying there, but the work too, like in employment, we do like employ a lot of staff here too in the local area. Like up to the high season, we could have 20 staff here on site for the summertime.
And what are the main ways that you would promote the business in trying to get new customers?
Well, social media, like, is a great platform for us, and I suppose we do have our own database of our customers that stay here. Like, I suppose every year we are blessed, we have returning customers that have been coming here to site the last 7-8 years since I've been here. Like, you know, families just keep rebooking before they leave.
I see, you know, it's not just a case of families and couples and people coming down to visit. You also do... I know for the year ahead, group glamping trips and up to maybe 100, 150 people. So give us an example of what sort of thing goes on there.
Yeah, so usually it's the schools that come in, or football teams. Now it's gotten very popular now too. We had a group in there, actually. There was a group that came in from Dublin just the week after Halloween. They were like a surfing group. They came down from Dublin, like. But schools is very extremely busy in September, so you do come out at high season, and then we venture into the schools. So the teachers with all the hard work there now, but they come by and still organise their overnight stays with us, and then they have an activity to do. So usually that could be for their climbing muckish or aerial surfing's very popular now, and they seem to do a lot of that day. And walkways up at the railway are out here locally, out by castles kind of, and a lot of the schools, and then some schools just prefer to come and let the kids just go off and play football and things like that, and music and stuff like that. A lot of them take their instruments and they do play music here at night time with their teachers or the judge. Actually, a lot of the schools actually took on this year was line dancing down in the local Crisla Hub here, And they had hired in somebody who did lessons, and, you know, the students did all that.
And for first-timers coming down and people inquiring who maybe are not too sure about it, it's a little bit of an adventure for some of them. How do you describe to them, you know, the differences between the chalets, the villas, the cabins, the pods? What exactly can they look forward to?
Yeah, I suppose, like, when customers do ring and they do ask you, like, it's the first time for them to come glamping, they do be, I suppose, apprehensive. They don't know what they're coming to. So it is a matter of, you would be talking to these people back and forth through phone calls or emails. Glamping villas probably still are most popular. Like, you know, they do seem to like that freedom of having to cook and things like that. Or if people's just here for one night stay, they prefer just to be, you know, in the basic accommodation as in the little glamping pods. They don't want the kids to have any kind of social media or no kind of Wi-Fi or nothing that they can, you know, interact with in that aspect of it. Like, they do prefer, because the pods is very basic, like, you don't have the TVs in them, and some families just prefer that. You go with it, like, so it is. To me, that is a nice experience too, because they don't bring their tablets or they don't bring their phones, and they have bikes or scooters with them, and they do get to experience that side of the glamping, like.
And then at the other end of the scale, you know, the luxury, deluxe chalets and glamping villas. So what, for somebody who hasn't been in them, what can you expect? I mean, it really, when you say luxury, it really does have pretty much all the facilities that you need, and that comfort is there.
Yeah, it is. It is like a home away from home. Like, it's full cooking facilities. You know, they do come to well equipped. You know, you do your oven hob. You do have all the mod cons in them. The hot showers, the, you know, all that. The TV, the Wi-Fi, all those kind of the double beds. It's just like people are pleasantly surprised, and they do come. And when they see them, and, you know, for families, especially if they're get-togethers, like, if they have kind of have their accommodation next door to each other, and they do have all that kind of closeness of in and out with the kids, you know.
Yeah, and as well as the on-site facilities, another huge asset is, of course, the staff. So important that. And your own involvement back from 2018, you know, was this a sector that you thought you would be working in, or what had you been doing prior to this?
I worked in the hospitality before, like, but not to this scale. Like, I remember, I suppose, when I look back now, when I came in, and that year when I came in, it was just the 6 pods. Like, I remember I was extremely busy, like, and you thought, oh, like, this is, you know, this is going to be busy, like, and then we came in, I suppose, since I started. I kind of laugh and I say this to Larkin too, I suppose, when we come in, I was kind of showing them the deep ends, and then we started building more, and then we built more. So the last 8 years has just been intense. Like, you just adapt quickly, and, you know, I suppose I'm one of those people that do like to be kept busy.
And finally, I believe, in terms of employment prospects, there's a bit of a shortage of Santa Clauses out there. So if there's anybody who knows of Santa Clauses who might be looking for business, there are opportunities.
Do call me. Yeah, Santa's this time of year. Santa's a busy man. And I suppose with December, it's been such a, like, we sold out, you know, extremely quickly, that the demand was there. And we did put on another date for the 30th of November. And Santa being the busy man that he is, we just kind of need to that all in place, but listen, I'm sure something will fall into place.
And for those people going down to you with kids, just tell us a little bit about the Santa experience. What will actually happen when they're down there?
Yeah, listen, we were actually just doing the work there yesterday. We were getting lights in place and kind of getting the grotto all together there. Like, listen, Christmas is one of the, it is for kids. It's magical. It's, I suppose, when you're checking them in, and the excitement on their faces, like, you know, Santa, I suppose they're coming here to the site. But Santa is the main attraction, like, so we do, it went so well last year, and we hope for the best this year as well, like, but we will certainly make sure that people are coming to enjoy themselves and see the main man himself.
Well, that's all we've time for this week. As always, many thanks for tuning in our way. You can contact the programme by emailing me at businessmatters@highlandradio.com. Until the next time, from me, Chris Ashmore, may I wish you a happy, healthy and profitable week. Goodbye.
Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by local enterprise office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the local enterprise office to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.